Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mail sack question. Do you prefer regular ice cream or soft serve more? It's probably an unpopular opinion, but I think soft serve eclipses regular ice cream for me. That is P1 Shane.
Shane, great call. Here is the power ranking of the ice cream or ice cream adjacents. Number 3, ice cream. Number 2, soft serve. I agree with you. However, number 1, custard. Frozen custard is better than all of them.
You're going to go Dippin' Dots for a second there.
No. Oh, no. No. Dippin' Dots is an overrated thing. Dippin' Dots is the curved TV of ice cream. Nobody wants it.
The 3D TV, it had its moment, man. It had its moment. Yeah. I think I go soft serve 1. I'm a big soft serve guy. Totally agree with the take that it's better than ice cream.
Have you had frozen custard?
I'm trying to think,
because I don't think a lot of people have.
I have not. It's really big in the Midwest and not Midwest so much thing. Out here.
It is phenomenal.
I've heard
it's soft serve on steroids is how I describe it.
What is so different? Is it like...
It's more... It's like creamier soft serve.
A little bit thicker. It's got two C's.
It's got creamy. It's cream.
Two C's in
that thick? There's cream all up in it.
Oh, I like that. So, okay. Swag, your rankings of ice cream?
I'm more of a traditional ice cream...
You missionary guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Meal sack question. What traditional fast food chain would you eat once a day for 30 days straight? Traditional is like McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, Taco Bell, not Five Guys. So traditional fast food chain that you could eat once for 30 straight days.
Well, I'd have to think about like how sick of something I would get. And I know there's different items on the menu.
You have to mix it up a little bit.
I could probably eat a Whopper every day. And I'd probably eat Wendy's chicken nuggets every day. God, but I love a Taco Bell burrito with that red sauce, too.
I think I go Taco Bell here.
Yeah, just a
taco. Taco Bell is my go-to to begin with. Mm. And there's you could just do a taco. You could do a burrito. You could do a quesadilla.
I'm going to go Wendy's spicy nuggies with a honey mustard dipping sauce.
Okay, traditional fast food place for Swigard?
Is Panda Express considered traditional?
No, I don't think so. That's not a legacy brand.
Play the game.
I'm clarifying.
Every time I think of Panda Express, I just get immediately hungry. It's like my mouth starts watering for orange chicken.
I eat that every day.
It's like Pavlov's dog, dude. Just hearing the
orange
name.
Chicken, noodles.
It's so good, man. It's so good.
It would probably be Taco Bell due to the variety.
Yeah. Mm. You got to have choices.
I mean,
there's chicken.
So many, you know, chicken nuggets and burgers back and forth.
From 2019 to 2024, the price increase of their 5-layer burrito jumped 134%.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. Thanks, COVID.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average.
and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mail sack question, along the lines of the 100 human men versus one silverback gorilla, would you guys rather fight 5,000 fly-size horses or one horse-size fly?
Oh, dude, I'm going the horses. That fly's going to eat me.
Yeah, it's a pretty big fly.
That fly jumps on you, you're done.
A fly that big would be terrifying.
It'd decapitate you.
And it would fly. You're telling me it's a fly. It would be able to flap its wings and fly away.
It's
and
basically
land
like
you.
A dragon at that point.
Yeah. You got to go. How could the little horses hurt you? What are they going to do, just fly at you?
Well, how would I even kill that fly?
Just swat them. Get one of those electric swatters.
No.
Oh, the big one?
The big one.
You got to have a gun. If you don't have a gun.
But if you don't have a gun in the scenario of the gorilla.
You cannot beat the fly.
Yeah.
You need Baldy like spearfishing. Like if he gets like a spear right in the thorax or
you're screwed,
something.
Dude. There's no chance. You take the little horsies any day.
I feel really bad about killing little flying horses.
That'd be really sad.
Especially if they made like a little. Just like watching them flutter to the ground. It'd be terrible. A lot of good.
You have My Little Ponies being envisioned.
He totally does. Totally does.
Flying out of their tails.
Asses. Yeah. They just drop dead
pink
to the
hair.
Ground.
Mail sack question, since I apparently made it too easy last week. I don't remember what your question was, but let's step your game up and see if you did this week. Would you rather own your dream car or a one-time hall pass with your celebrity crush?
I'm not really sure what my dream car totally is.
I don't know
like
if I have
five
a dream
cars
car.
I love. I don't know if I could pick just one. So, Selma Hayek, come on down.
Come on down, lane one.
I'm not a car guy.
What is your do you have a dream
no,
car?
I really
like
don't.
If I was like, "Hey, I bought you this." You'd be like, "Oh my god, you bought me that?" Nothing like nostalgia play. Like,
no.
I've always thought about this. My dad's first car ever was like a 1952 Ford pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how cool would that be to find one of those?
Like, landing, getting the retro Bronco.
Yeah, it's like, dude,
Bronco.
That's the car you drove when you were 16, a 1952 Ford truck. Like, I mean, you can't find
the,
it to be incredibly
well
expensive.
The Bronco well
done
is something I would love to have.
It'd be pretty badass.
I'm not a car guy.
I'm like, not really either. But there are cars that get my attention.
Somebody
my
is there a car
a nice
I could buy you that would take away Selma Hayek?
Yeah, there probably is.
Like, I get you a Bentley. It's all decked out.
I mean, that's not really my dream car.
Okay, I'm just saying. Just, you know.
It would have to be a muscle car of some sort.
Some sort of muscle car?
You know, I've said it before, but, like, my uncle had a, I think it was a 68 El Camino.
That'd be pretty badass.
Those are pretty sweet when they're done the right way. A Stingray. Like, there's some old, maybe a Mustang of some sort. My uncle had one for a long time.
I want to drive around one of those. Remember when the hoods of the car used to be like 7 feet long? Remember those? Like the old Cruella DeVille cars?
I love
one of those. Give me one of those bad boys.
My grandpa had one. He had a white Ford LTD.
Dude, let's go.
I tell you, if you give me like a...
That'd do it for me. That would get me away from my one-night celebrity crush.
Because
I could drive that for a long time.
You could fit four dead bodies in his trunk. I mean...
Why is that the qualification for what you want?
I'm not saying it was.
We
I
got
just
some follow-up questions
remember
now.
In his car, and
got
I was
Aaron
like,
"Hernandez over here,
let's go jump in the trunk. How many of us can fit in here?"
You give me a souped-up '68 Camaro.
Yeah, you're saying Selma Hayek. See you later.
And it just purrs.
I mean, like Selma Hayek's great, but how long is that going to last? 4 seconds.
See, if I had a car like that,
lifetime of
how
a car.
Long last with Selma Hayek?
Yeah, lifetime of a car, 12 seconds.
How'd it go?
What's
didn't even
car?
Start actually. Yeah, it ended before it started.
Never happened. To be honest with you.
Well, like
on my tires.
If you gave me like a '68 Camaro, fully restored and stocked,
you and your Johnson,
and it's
a
current,
way of life for over 50 years,
I would have to like literally memorize all of the information about it because I'm such not a car guy that they'd be like, "Yo," and I'd be like, "Yeah, the horses under the hood."
There's horses down there. You know that? Are they fly size horses or real size horses?
It's an exhaust. And that's leather. I don't know anything about cars.
I mean, I don't either, but it'd be pretty badass on one
do
of those.
Old school three on the tree?
Yeah, mail sack question. Two more quick ones here. Okay. Is there any announcer more synonymous with one sport than Keith Jackson in college football?
I mean, Scully in baseball.
Vince Scully in baseball.
Oh, what's the guy that just retired from hockey?
Doc Emmerich
for hockey.
Keith Jackson, I feel like, is a bigger deal than him.
And more
synonymous with the sport.
Al Michaels in
Don
NFL.
Don Cherry in hockey.
Yeah, I mean, for hockey fans, yes. But how many people who aren't hockey fans? Do you have any idea who Don Cherry is?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Canadian wonder.
Yeah.
Wears those weird suits.
Okay, there you go.
He's got the weird goatee. He looks like a guy from Hunger Games.
Yeah, that's pretty
Like he's living in the town. He's cheering on the kids being murdered.
Look at you, Blue Line Brandon. I'm proud of you. Look at that pledge. He's not going to survive.
I think it's Al Michaels NFL.
Really?
And I know he has his past with the hockey
that's
and with the baseball.
That's a hot take right there. It's a bit of a hot take.
Al Michaels?
I think being so synonymous with one sport.
Dude, he's
Do you believe in miracles is his most famous call of all time? That's not even football.
Yeah, that I don't know if that has to matter.
I think it does.
What year did he start calling Monday Night Football?
I mean, a long time ago. I'm not saying he's not connected to the NFL.
Monday Night Baseball, too.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that.
You know he's done a lot of sports.
I don't see him as a one-sport guy.
You dumbass.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that view of him. Like, if you tell me Al Michaels, the first thing I think of is football.
Well, that's kind of the point, though.
But he's not synonymous. And I think Keith Jackson, you don't think of anything
stuff
else.
On ABC,
when I think of Vince Scully.
World of Sports growing up, I think he did some Indy 500s back in the day.
No, I'm well aware. He's called a lot of things, guys. I get that part.
Did you know he called it? Do you believe in miracles?
Yeah, I've heard that.
That wasn't Monday Night Football.
But he's done Monday night and now Thursday night since what?
And Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Forever.
What year did he start Monday Night Football? Tell me the year.
Got to be in the 80s.
Got to be
okay.
In the 80s.
And what year is it?
It's 1994. He's
been doing football before Dirt was alive. Yeah. How is it not, even though he's got a call with hockey, how is it not synonymous?
That's a bad take. You're an idiot. Mail sack question. How do you feel about the alternate City Connect uniforms that have nothing to do with the team's current color scheme?
I'm so tired of this.
Also, are you excited for NFL Rivals uniforms? What is that? What is NFL? Are we wearing special rivalry uniforms
probably those
now?
Dumb Pittsburgh Bumblebee uniforms again.
We got to get the throwbacks
Stop
in the
it.
NFL.
I'm so
tired. If you
want to
do throwbacks, but otherwise, just.
These money grabs these leagues are doing are ridiculous.
Stop it.
I don't need carpet. I don't need graffiti.
No.
Just give me my Blazer uniforms. Give me my Pacer uniforms. It's my oldest fuddy-duddy take of sports so far this year. Stop with these alternate uniforms. You're just doing it to get more money. You're not doing it because you care.
Yeah.
You're trying to be different.
They are horrible, and it's setting sports back, and we need to get over it. Jim Nance in the Masters got texted in, but again, I feel the same way about Nance that I do Al Michaels. He's called Super Bowls. I don't think of him with Jim.
What do you think of him in the Masters?
I mean, he's probably
in Venturi.
Oh, shit.
You old bastard.
Whoa, yos. Hello, friends.
Somebody texting in, Jesus, Sprague, he's called a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you idiot. God. I didn't know that. Did you know he's called a lot of stuff?
Now, when you think of Brent Musburger, do you think of college football?
No, I think a degenerate gambling pervert.
Him calling out hots in the stands. Now, let me tell you, you grow up and become the quarterback of Alabama.
Now, that's a fine
lady. You pull yourself a foxy lady like that. Jesus,
I think of the NBA on CBS with him and Tommy Heinsohn.
What was her name? Catherine.
Catherine something.
What was the quarterback?
AJ McCarron. She was Miss Alabama.
He was so horny for her.
That is an all-time clip.
All-time.
All-time clip.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
I don't eat the wiener.
I mean, John Madden football.
Yeah, John Madden NFL is up there. I think of John Madden in the NFL more before I think of Al Michaels in the NFL.
Who called games with John Madden?
Pat Summerall.
Al Michaels, because you've been doing it for 50 years.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.